Have you ever wondered why there is such a vicious and never-ending war being waged against God-made, non-toxic food, wholesome, natural supplements, and alternative forms of health care and disease prevention? Have you ever wondered why an equally intense war is directed against those who profess faith in Jesus Christ? Hi, this is Dennis Peterson, and thanks for joining me today on Reclaiming Your Legacy. You know, the Bible clearly warns us to beware of mind-controlling influences in society. Colossians chapter 2, 8 is our pivotal verse. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. This is a serious warning. And in the last 100 years, the craft of deception has gotten more subtle and sophisticated because of the manipulative science of psychology. John Thomas of Health Impact News has done a superb job of researching this battle for our minds and our bodies. Wait till you see what he has found as I unpack some of his insights for you today. Have you ever wondered why believers who attempt to live their lives according to the words of Jesus and his apostles, as recorded in the Bible, are constantly ridiculed and called intolerant bigots, hate mongers, stupid, gullible, paranoid, arrogant extremists, the scourge of society? Have you ever wondered why some of these same kinds of derogatory words are applied to people who object to mandatory vaccination? And those who insist on knowing what is in the food that we eat? Have you ever wondered why those who promote worldwide mandatory vaccination, unlimited use of GMO agriculture, and claim that the U.S. medical care system is the best in the world, are always given center stage in any media conversation, while their opponents are made to look like fools? There's a battle going on for the control of our minds and our bodies. It's being directed against those who insist upon their rights to eat the food of their choice, to use the health care of their choice, and to believe in God, the creator of the universe. Let's briefly review the history of the mind control programs that extend back more than 100 years. Let's examine the set of lies that mind control programmers are systematically embedding into children and adults to establish a new world order. Our freedom to choose what we eat, our freedom to make independent health care choices, and our freedom to be disciples of Jesus Christ are all under serious and constant public attack. As we examine the lies and identify the goals connected with the lies, consider the consequences for those who believe in Jesus Christ. This is not only about doing battle with forces of darkness that operate mind control programs. Let's simply consider what we can do to protect ourselves and our families from the power of real enemy activities. The purpose is protecting your mind, your body, and your faith. One of the earliest mind control programs and propaganda experts was Edward Bernays. He was the nephew of Sigmund Freud, who is considered to be the father of modern psychology. He used psychological principles to intentionally manipulate people to buy products. He said, "In almost every act of our daily lives, whether in the sphere of politics or business, in our social conduct or our ethical thinking, we are dominated by the relatively small number of persons. It is they who pull the wires which control the public mind." Unquote. During the administration of President Woodrow Wilson, he helped promote the idea that U.S. efforts in World War I were intended to bring democracy to Europe. On the surface, his business was public relations. But underneath the surface, Bernays' business was propaganda and mind control. The writings of Bernays were extensively used in the 1920s by Joseph Goebbels, the minister of propaganda for the German Third Reich, to elevate Hitler to power. The Nazis in Germany relied on an extensive program of mind control to get the public to accept Hitler's plan to fund the war effort. The propaganda machine convinced people that it was reasonable and desirable to exterminate disabled children and adults, and to exterminate pastors who objected to what Hitler was doing. Step by step, the mind control program unfolded until the population became willing to exterminate Jews and gypsies, Poles and other ethnic groups who had been vilified as the cause of Germany's economic troubles. After Germany was defeated, the United States government became concerned that the rich storehouse of German scientists might be taken to Russia, where they would develop technology that could be used against the United States. To avoid this potential problem, hundreds of German scientists were brought to the United States in a program called Project Paperclip. In addition to the hundreds of Nazi scientists with aerospace and weapons expertise, hundreds of mind control specialists were integrated into the scientific and university communities throughout the United States. These mind control specialists helped reshape the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, and developed the MK Ultra program. You can research that yourself online. Very interesting. Experimentation on adults and children was carried out by the MK Ultra program to see how the human mind could be broken into parts and reprogrammed to commit immoral acts and crimes without conscious memory of the events. The MK Ultra program was managed by the CIA and by secret military intelligence programs. MK Ultra scientists used LSD and other mind-altering drugs, electroshock therapy, sensory deprivation, sleep deprivation, physical torture with intense pain, sexual shaming, sexual mutilation, and rape to destroy the original personality and to create a compartmentalized set of identities in the same person that could perform tasks and then be unaware of what they had done. People who were broken in this way were turned into sex slaves for the ruling elite, into couriers for illegal drugs, and into assassins. Children were also victimized by MK Ultra operatives and were raised under direct control of the MK Ultra system and Satanists. The handlers of both children and adults maintained watch over them and used them for decades. Victims were expendable. If their programming failed and they started to remember things, then they would be killed to prevent them from sharing what they knew. The U.S. government would like us to believe that the several decades-long period of mind control research ended when the U.S. Senate instructed the CIA to disband MKUltra in 1977. However, the trafficking of children into mind control programs did not end. It just went further underground. Drug companies are now continuing the MKUltra program by their experimentation on children and adults. They are developing the exact kinds of drugs that CIA officials described in a 1955 wish list, which can be used to control how we think and how we remember. Experimentation on the brains of adults made another leap forward into public respectability in 2013, when President Obama announced the creation of his 12-year Brain Initiative to decode the functioning of the human brain. It'll establish technology to control brain functioning at many different levels. The emphasis on controlling the minds of individuals is being paired with an even larger program of mind control, which has the goal of controlling the minds of everyone in America to create a kind of new world order. MKUltra mind control is horrible, yet there is another form of mind control that is part of every aspect of modern life. It's equally destructive to human life. It enslaves people by causing them to believe lies promoted by government, corporations, and the media. This kind of mind control is made possible by participating in certain activities and consuming certain products which numb the senses, dull the thinking, and paralyze the will. Mind control programs that are being directed toward the entire population don't have publicly known names such as MKUltra, Monarch, or Artichoke, but they are just as powerful. They destroy free and independent thinking. They are designed to undermine the Christian worldview and to replace it with one that serves a small group of highly influential members of the ruling elite. Their mind control techniques are designed to make people doubt the Bible, forget God, deny the true causes of chronic illness in America, and to distrust all forms of health care except the drugs and other treatments provided by conventional allopathic physicians. I remember my grandmother telling me about how she interacted with the CBS Evening News anchor Walter Cronkite from her living room. For those who do not know of Walter Cronkite, he was one of the most famous TV journalists and perhaps one of the most trusted men in America in the 1960s and 1970s. He read the news on the CBS TV News Network each evening, Monday through Friday, from 1962 to 1981. In the 1960s, Walter Cronkite sat behind a desk and read the news from sheets of paper while the sound of a teletype machine clattering in the background. A teletype machine was like a typewriter that printed news stories that were being sent to the news desk from the Associated Press and other news outlets. It all sounded very official. When Walter Cronkite came to the end of the news show, he would dramatically deliver his signature sign-off statement followed by the date. He would say, "And that's the way it is, Friday, January 1st, 1963. This would be followed by a several-second closing ceremony. He would silently close the show by pensively looking down at the sheets of paper that he had just read as he organized them into a neat pile while the teletype machine clattered in the background. The show was over when he finished shuffling his papers. Every time John Thomas's grandmother would hear Walter Cronkite say, "And that's the way it is," she would talk right back to him and say, "And that's the way you say it is." She told John one time that she wasn't sure why she said it, but she just didn't like anyone telling her that this is the way it is. John's grandmother was right. This is what Walter Cronkite wrote in the introduction to the 1996 book, Censored, The News That Didn't Make the News and Why, by Carl Jensen. Walter Cronkite wrote, quote, "A handful of us determine what will be on the evening news broadcasts, or, for that matter, in the New York Times, or Washington Post, or Wall Street Journal. Indeed, it is a handful of us with this awesome power, a strongly editorial power. We must decide which news items out of hundreds of available ones we are going to expose that day. And those news stories available to us already have been culled and reculled by persons far outside our control." Today, it's not just national news stories that are telling us the way it is, but every information source in our society. It is our education system, mainstream media sources, print journalism, films, music, and our government. There is more misinformation and outright lies being communicated than there is truth. The lies and disinformation that are being planted in the minds of Americans are enhanced when we consume the standard American diet, fluoridated water, use vaccines, use psychoactive pharmaceutical drugs, use statin drugs, and allow ourselves to be exposed to immune system suppressing substances such as those contained in glyphosate-laden food, genetically modified food, and food containing antibiotics, preservatives, pesticides, and numerous other additives. And when we add in excitotoxins and endocrine-disrupting chemicals found in flavor enhancers, artificial fragrances, and chemicals from plastic packaging materials, a long-term pattern of physical imbalance, lethargy, apathy, confusion, and disorientation is created. Reviewing this fascinating information about mind control that John Thomas has provided for us really accents why it's so important for me to make the invitation again to you, our listeners, about our Reclaiming Your Legacy wellness business team. It really does matter, and it's something that I would like to invite you to consider looking into. Maybe you'd like to work from home. Maybe you'd like to help others around your busy schedule. And imagine having a team to help you focus on really enriching lives by discovering a legacy of wellness. I've talked to you before about this. This month I'll be training, Lord willing, a motivated self-starter like you who is ready for an exciting challenge and increasing rewards. Could you be the one who would like to have a fresh, mission-focused way to supplement your current income and imagine helping people strengthen their finances with sensible, cost-saving discoveries? We're actually helping people find advantages of daily living with a priority on a legacy of total wellness. So if you're serious about making the most of your time, call my voicemail so I can call you back. I'd love to talk with you. Write down my number. It's 866-867-9943. It's toll-free. I'll repeat it for you. It's 866-867-9943. If you're ready to build your own legacy even stronger by helping others with their legacy, this call won't be a waste of your time. 866-867-9943. Don't wait. This is not for the timid soul. And do what counts. Do it now. You know, all those different ideas of things that are being used in our society, everything from statin drugs to excitotoxins and fluoridated water, the effects may seem subtle, but over time they have a profound effect on our ability to think clearly. Once the human brain is compromised through the combined effects of all these elements, people become highly susceptible to believing all manner of lies. Current-day mind control programs constantly bombard the U.S. population with hundreds of lies about every aspect of life to create a worldview that matches the beliefs of those who are trying to program our minds. These mind control programs occupy center stage in every aspect of our society. Our minds and our bodies are under constant attack, so that we can become virtually slaves to certain groups of people who I'll simply call the ruling elite. As modern slaves, we're to obey the ruling elite by submitting to their plans, which are promoted by corporations and government agencies, which always claim to have our best interests at heart. The ruling elite and their mind controllers are trying to program us to only think in authorized patterns and to not question why things are happening. We're to accept official news reports and to just go along with the flow. We're to become walking zombies who are only capable of smiling, nodding our heads, and doing what we are told, even when our actions are in direct conflict with biblical teaching. The New World Order that they are trying to create would be a godless society. Principles of eugenics and genetic engineering would be used to create generations of people who are perfectly suited for the work they are assigned. There would be no family structure to distract us from participating in the grand social plan, because children would be raised and educated in state institutions to serve the needs of the ruling elite and the society that they envision. We can't avoid being exposed to mind control activities, but we can learn to recognize the techniques that are used and resist their influence. Those who recognize mind control activities and consciously resist them will be vilified as enemies of society. Even today, people who ask challenging questions and who object to the encouragement of immoral activities are portrayed by the media as ignorant fools who are opposing the greater good. They stand in direct opposition to the image of the greater good that mind controllers are trying to paint in the minds of Americans. Just go to any college campus and you see it outwardly. Mind control programmers have zero tolerance for people who want to maintain independent thinking on issues like health care, food nutrition, and belief in the God of the Bible. There are serious dangers for those who are unaware of modern mind control programs. The greatest risk are for our children, who are being brainwashed to accept government power as a substitute for parental authority. In fact, a major thrust of modern mind control programming is being implemented by the child welfare system under state governments, programs of Child Protective Services, CPS, in every U.S. state, are working hard to diminish and destroy the role of parents in families and to substitute the power of the state for the parents' God-given role in the family. Those who do not fully cooperate with the mind control programmers risk having their children seized by the CPS system and having them put into the lucrative foster care system to eventually be adopted by approved parents, refusing state-approved medical care, and daring to disagree with a licensed physician is one of the most common ways parents are losing their children to the state today, and it's probably far more common than most people realize. You may have heard reports about it. There are lots more if you take the time to research it. Those who resist mind controllers, in this case, CPS, are seen as enemies of the state. Bible-believing followers of Jesus are especially seen as enemies, especially when they eat clean and wholesome food, or homeschool their children and refuse to submit their bodies and the bodies of their children to vaccination and give them over to the dictates of conventional medical care. Fortunately, there are definite steps that you can take to preserve your freedoms and protect yourself and your family. John Thomas discusses these steps in his final article on Health Impact News website. At this point, it'll be important to understand the battle and to be aware of what mind control programmers want us to believe and how they want us to act. It's a real spiritual battle. This war has been growing in intensity for more than 100 years and is now reaching an ear-shattering shriek. If left unchecked, it will soon become a crime to speak the name of Jesus and to tell our children about God. It'll be a crime to grow our own food. It'll be illegal to refuse to eat food that contains GMOs or glyphosate and other pesticides, and to reject food containing toxic ingredients such as high fructose corn syrup, soy oil, and numerous chemical additives. It'll soon be a crime to visit a naturopath, a homeopath, or a Chinese medical practitioner, or use the remedies that they recommend. It could soon be an act of criminality to homeschool your children or attend church that is not licensed by the state. It happens in other countries. Mind controllers are creating a system of lies that everyone must believe so that the society can function without distraction or rebellion. To do this, mind controllers must create a worldview that will cause people to think certain thoughts, to have a certain standard set of feelings about those thoughts, and to behave in a predetermined manner that matches the norms that they have established. To make this system work, they must also eradicate the creation worldview that comes from the Bible. The lies that John describes have been implemented over and over in the minds of multiple generations of Americans. These lies have been repeated so many times and from so many sources that the majority of people don't even question them. These lies cunningly oppose common sense thinking about basic principles of life and are turning people against God and the Bible. They teach people to worship man instead of God. Always remember, as believers in Jesus who choose to live by the Word of God, that we have an advocate who will help us wake up from our slumber. The Holy Spirit gives us discernment to judge between truth and lies. If you follow Jesus, don't underestimate the power of the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. Don't be shy about asking God to assist you through His Holy Spirit. As John said in his first epistle, chapter 4, we know that we live in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. Thanks for joining me today on Reclaiming Your Legacy. This is Dennis Peterson, and I look forward to continuing this discussion with you next time.